it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
I have never been a true waiter. I was a busboy in a restaurant. But I have friends who have, including Tracy. She was a waiter when she started working at the show.
Waitress.
I was a server.
Server. Yep. Mm-hmm. You were a server?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've never done it because I was always afraid. I knew I couldn't. I would drop the food all the time. Like, I was nervous about going from the kitchen to the table and not
dropping
the drinks and the food. I just didn't think I was coordinated enough.
And actually, I think the heavier the tray, the easier it was.
Because it's balanced.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lighter the tray, the more.
Yeah. And then once you get the technique down where you're holding the drinks and you're taking them off one at a time, once you know how to balance that, you're good to go.
Yeah.
See, I appreciate the hard work that goes into being a server. I think a lot of it has to do with the story that Jessica tells, which she didn't think being a server was difficult and went in and lied about having qualifications to be a server. This is, you know, 20 years ago back in Arizona or whatever. And she went into a very busy Italian restaurant and said, yeah, I used to wait tables and made up some, you know, some reference or something that they never called. And then the first night, the other server called in sick and she got fired. She worked one shift at her first serving job because she was so bad because she didn't know all those techniques. So
see,
I think
the worst. She's the worst. There's the best. Like the Mexican restaurant, the guys have put the whole oven sleeve on and have 15 plates on one arm.
Yeah. That's talent. It's impressive.
She wasn't doing that. So I appreciate the hard work that goes into serving. And I would appreciate in return honesty. I would appreciate in return that my server be honest with me about, you know, everything, the specials, what's good, what's bad, any story they might tell. I don't want to be scammed out of an extra tip. Joanna?
It's not scamming at all. I'm not scamming people, but I bartend, and as a bartender, I talk to my customers. I make conversation, and especially when I work a lot of lunches, and when we're slow and there's nothing else to do, everything's clean, everything's stocked, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go talk to that dude at the end of the bar, maybe get a couple extra dollars because I spend a couple extra minutes with him. Well, a couple weeks ago.
And because you're working, it's called talking, not flirting.
Exactly. Right. I'm not flirting, honestly. I mean, it's strictly like, hey, what do you do? Do you work around here? And then they end up asking you, you know, what you do. I tell them I work here, and one thing leads to another. And I told this one guy that, you know, Jason was in the Army.
And your boyfriend.
Jason's my boyfriend, and he is in the military. Well, I can't remember because it was a while ago, but the guy ended up leaving me a big tip. And I realized that he assumed that Jason was deployed. And I felt like because Jason was deployed, maybe this guy, like, felt bad because I'm a girlfriend of a guy that's overseas and left me a really big tip. So from here on out, I don't tell people he is, but nor do I dispel the rumor that he is. So I led them on to believe.
You let them assume he's deployed
because I think it gives me more money.
Oh my God!
Do you have an active conversation with anybody about his deployment?
I've told him that. I mean, if they ask, like, has he been to overseas? I'll say yes, he has been to overseas.
But you're talking about his trip to Italy on vacation.
He has in the past been deployed.
He has deployed. He served his time. He did 15 months, and I'm so proud of him. He came back home safe now. And he's safe here in 2 hours away in Columbus, Georgia. He's not in Afghanistan.
Well, one could argue that living in Columbus qualifies as a war zone.
Have you ever been to Columbus, anybody? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's
not
pretty
much going on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I know that you're not the only person. So our phone number is 404-741-Q100. We have a voice disguiser that we're not afraid to use. You're more than welcome to use a fake name beyond the voice disguiser, but I guarantee you, you're not the only server who tells stories, especially, and I think, you know what, guys are suckers. So if you're a good-looking girl, as Joanna is, and with an outgoing, with a bubbly personality, and you can, you know, be flirty, guys will be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to give her a little something. She's a nice girl. What a nice, that... What a nice girl supporting her military boyfriend. God, how beautiful.
And guys are just not smart to ask those follow-up questions.
Right. You give them a couple of beers and they're getting all patriotic on you.
Exactly.
God bless America.
I love this country.
Here is my tip.
I'm doing my part.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You need to start wearing like his dog tags or something.
Well, this one girl.
You can't just
fueling the fire.
No, this one girl. I used to work at this other bar.
Wait, does that mean he died if you wear his dog tags?
Yes.
That's not what I meant.
But there's a flag you can wear showing your support for someone who is actively overseas.
I would be afraid that would jinx him to get deployed again.
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you're waiting for someone at the hospital or the airport and you sit in a wheelchair. Never do that because it's jinx. So maybe telling the story, but he's out, right?
Right. Completely. He's not, he's not going back. You know,
he's not even military right now, is he?
He is. He's still active. He gets out this summer, but I don't want to jinx that he could, you know, all of a sudden just go back.
Sure.
Hey, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell her that, you know, that happens to us all the time. I'm a military wife. My husband is looking at his 9th deployment coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been gone 36 months in the last 5 years. So when they assume that he's gone for me, he really is gone most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that is, in this day and age, is a very natural assumption for people. And I don't know if she, you know, she's saying she didn't tell him because of the tips. And I get that. I'm a server right now, and I completely understand why she's doing that. I don't necessarily think it's the right thing to do. But from a safety perspective, we always talk about, you don't tell them whether they're gone or not. Just by saying that he's at Columbus, I can guess probably in 2 guesses what unit her boyfriend is in. And 1 out of the 2 is something that, you know, the guys in Afghanistan really don't want to know. You know, we don't want the terrorists to know when those guys are gone and when they're home. So that's, from a safety perspective, I appreciate that now she's not saying yay or nay on that.
So you're not. So she's not giving away Army secrets on whether he's deployed or not. But I mean,
see, you're protecting the national security.
Yes,
you're not just getting
the
extra $2 from the rich guy at the end of the bar.
Right.
You're Homeland Security, Joanna. Way to go.
Always keep him guessing.
If she can tell me what unit he's in, because I don't even know what unit he's in, so I'd appreciate if she told me.
Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, when I was in college, I went to a school kind of far away, and I was planning a trip over Christmas break to go to Vegas, and I would tell all my customers that I wasn't going to get home to see my family for Christmas, and I hadn't seen them in months, so that I would have more money to go to Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
And is there
it worked?
Oh, yeah.
How do you weave that into conversation? I'm just curious.
Well, they would ask if it was over the holidays in a college town, and they would say, oh, what are your plans for the holidays? And I'd be like, well, I have to work here. I can't go home and see my family. I haven't seen them in 6 months. They felt so bad, and I went and just boozed and gambled on that money.
And I hope you at least thought of Mom and Dad when you were in the front row of Thunder from Down Under in Las Vegas.
So really what we're learning is the wait staff, bartenders, all con artists.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where they start.
Hustle for a buck. Hey, Casey, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hmm.
Oh, Casey hung up. She did the same thing. Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's going on?
I used to work at a golf club when I was in college, and I ended up having, I tore my ACL and I had knee surgery. And I had my knee in a brace, and my doctor told me not to go back to work for like several months, but the money was really good, so I wanted to go back. And when the guys asked me what happened and asked me why I was back already, I told them that the manager was really mean and told me to come back early because we were short on girls, and I ended up getting a whole slew of sympathy tips just because they felt bad for me and they were, you know, commiserating with me about how, you know, what a jerk the manager was. So I ended up getting, while I had the brace on, like an extra like $200 every weekend.
Nice.
Sympathy tips.
I like it.
Yeah, sympathy tips.
Work it, girl.
Listen, you only make $213 an hour. You gotta, you know, if I could put an extra dollar in my pocket.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I gotta do what I gotta do. I need a new pair of shoes.
Do you want to plug where you work?
I work at Hudson Grill Midtown.
All right, well, just so you know, the bartender at Hudson Grill who's telling you about her military boyfriend, it's all a lie. Keep your money in your pocket. She doesn't need new shoes.
He's not deployed.
Right. Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.